Morning Watch. The factor of living and overcoming life in the recovered church to consummate the divine economy and become the new Jerusalem. Week 8, Tuesday. Related verses. Revelation 3, verses 8 and 10. Verse 8. I know your works. Behold, I have put before you an open door which no one can shut, because you have a little power and have kept my word and have not denied my name. Verse 10. Because you have kept the word of my endurance, I also will keep you out of the hour of trial, which is about to come on the whole inhabited earth to try them who dwell on the earth. Matthew 18, verse 20. For where there are two or three gathered into my name, there am I in their midst. Colossians 3, verses 15 to 17. And let the peace of Christ arbitrate in your hearts, to which also you were called in one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another with psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to God. And whatever you do, in word or in deed, do all things in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. John 15, verse 7. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ask whatever you will, and it shall be done for you. John 6, verse 63. It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words which I have spoken to you are spirit and are life. Related reading. In Greek, Philadelphia means brotherly love. As a sign, the church in Philadelphia prefigures the proper church life recovered by the brothers who were raised up by the Lord in England in the early part of the 19th century. Just as the Reformed Church, prefigured by the church in Sardis, was a reaction to the apostate Catholic Church, prefigured by the church in Thyatira, so the Church of Brotherly Love is a reaction to the dead Reformed Church. This reaction will continue as an anti-testimony to both apostate Catholicism and degraded Protestantism until the Lord comes back. One outstanding feature of the church in Philadelphia is that she kept the Lord's word. According to history, no other Christians have kept the Lord's word as strictly as those in the church in Philadelphia. The church in Philadelphia, the recovered church, does not care for tradition. She cares for the word of God. We should not regard the church in Philadelphia as being strong, powerful, and prevailing. Whereas we may estimate the church in Philadelphia very highly, the Lord says that she had a little power. What pleases the Lord is not that we are strong, but that we use our little power to do the best we can. In Revelation 3, verse 8, the Lord also says that the church in Philadelphia has not denied his name. The word is the Lord's expression, and the name is the Lord himself. The apostate church has deviated from the Lord's word and has become heretical. The Reformed Church, though recovered to the Lord's word to some extent, has denied the Lord's name by denominating herself with many other names. The recovered church has not only returned to the Lord's word in a full way, but has also abandoned all names other than that of the Lord Jesus Christ. To deviate from the Lord's word is apostasy, and to denominate the church with any name other than the Lord's is spiritual fornication. The church, as the chaste virgin, betrothed to Christ, should not have any name other than her husband's. In the recovered church life, we have no teachings of Balaam, no teachings of the Nicolaitans, no teaching of Jezebel, and no mysterious doctrines of Satan. We have only the pure word of the Lord. Likewise, the recovered church has no denominations, but the unique name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The deviation from the word to heresies and the exaltation of so many names other than that of Christ are the most striking signs of degraded Christianity. The return to the pure word from all heresies and traditions, and the exaltation of the Lord's name by abandoning every other name, are the most inspiring testimony in the recovered church. As the one who has the key of David, and who opens and no one shall shut, the Lord has given the recovered church an open door which no one can shut. Since the recovery of the proper church life began, in the early part of the 19th century, until now, a door has always been wide open to the Lord's recovery. The more that organized Christianity tries to shut the door, the wider it is open. In spite of much opposition, the door today is open worldwide. The key is in the hand of the head of the church. It is not in the hand of the opposers.